Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, May 6, 2018, the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, can I have all the first communicants come on up here and let's have a little chat. Come here. Have a seat. Who's going to help Deacon Paul up when he can't get up? Oh, are you one volunteered? Okay. Well, you might be stuck there the rest of the time. So I have a question for all of you. How do you know that your mom or dad loves you? How do you know? Yeah. They take care of you. How do they take care of you? They give you shelter, food, water. And they what? And they gave birth to you, so of course they love you. Yes, absolutely. We won't go any further on that one. Okay, how else do you know that your mom and dad love you? Yeah. They give you clothes or love? Love. Okay, how do they show you love? Helping you and taking care of you? Yeah. How else do you know that your mom or dad loves you? Any other ways? Yeah. They gave you life. Yeah. Think about when you were little babies. What did your mom and dad do for you? When you threw up all over, they cleaned you up, right? They changed your diaper. They did all those things that weren't a lot of fun, right? But they did that because they loved you, correct? Right? And so love doesn't always feel good, but love sometimes is a bit of a sacrifice, and sometimes love even hurts. And so your parents sacrifice a lot to take care of you. They don't have nearly as much money as they could if they didn't have you. I mean, they don't have a lot of money anymore, right? Because they're buying you stuff. They got you nice little dresses and all those different things. And I think when we look at love today, we celebrate a very special type of love, and it's the love that Jesus has up on that cross for every one of you. And he loved you so much that he died on the cross, and in doing so, he gave his body and blood for you to receive today. And isn't that kind of cool? That's really cool, actually. And that shows just how much Jesus loves us. Just how much Jesus loves us. And how much he loves you. Because again, he sacrificed himself in something that wasn't so fun, and he did it for you. And he did it for me, and he even did it for Deacon Paul, right? Because he loves us. He loves us. And I think when we look at love, what are some ways that you show love to your parents, even though you might not want to do it? Yeah. You do your chores. What do your parents make you do? What do they make you do? What kind of chores? Clean your room? Yeah, that's no fun, is it? Clean up the dog poop? Your parents are mean. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Will they at least give you a glove? No? Oh. Well, anyway else that you show love to your parents? Yeah. You fold their clothes for them? Wow. That's impressive. Yeah. You have to listen to them? Yeah, I know. That's tough. Yeah. What's that? You make your bed? That's good. You do the dishes? Nice. Do you always get them clean? Most of the time? Okay, that's good. Okay, stay put. I'm going to talk to your parents. I think one of the ways that we have messed up our world and our society and our families is that we've gotten love wrong in many, many ways. We have truly gotten love wrong. When you look at kind of how love is intended to be, laying down of one's life for a friend, we now look at love in so many different ways because of how our society has kind of put that. We now look at love as, you know, using somebody else for our own pleasure. We look at reality TV shows and love is described as a brief sexual encounter with somebody that we don't even know, you know, or parents, you know, again, wanting to be friends with their kids. And so and rather than kind of teaching them the right way, in a loving way and holding them accountable, I want them to like me. And so, again, they don't necessarily parent in the way that they should, or with our friends. We think more about ourselves and our own desires and wants, maybe, than other people. And I think when we look at love, we are challenged today to realize that love is not about feeling. Love is not about us. Love is about laying down our life for the good of other people. Love is about sacrifice. Love sometimes hurts. And love does not always feel good. And yet love is exactly what this world, true love, is exactly what this world needs these days. And Jesus today in the gospel says there's one simple way to show love. One simple way. You guys ready for this? One way. And he says, follow my commandments. Follow my commandments. All of them. Not just the ones that you like. Not just the ones that are convenient. Not just the ones that make you feel good. All of them. All of them. And I think today, in a very special way, as we as the adults gather here in this church, we have a profound impact on our little ones. And how we live the commandments or don't live the commandments impacts all of these young people in huge ways. Whether you're the aunt, the uncle, whether you're the dad, the mom, whether you're the grandma, the grandpa, whether you're the brother or sister, we have a responsibility today as we celebrate First Communion to be excellent influences on them and to show love how it's meant to be shown, specifically by living every single one of the commandments. If today, and maybe this is a little homework assignment, think about that commandment that you're struggling with, or maybe think of all 10 that you're struggling with, whatever you got going on, okay? Whatever you got going on, think of those commandments. And this is what I would invite us to do. I would invite us this month of May to turn to Mary in asking for help to follow those commandments each and every day. Because she is a strong intercessor. And I would always say, never mess with Mary. Because Mary is a strong, powerful woman, an intercessor, and our prayers go straight to Jesus Christ. And so we have to, in a big way, turn to her and pray for our first communicants today, but also to pray for ourselves, that we can be good influences on them. One of my priest friends this past week said this about prayer. He said, use the push method. Pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. And I think when we look at that with the Blessed Virgin Mary in mind, again, we know that something will happen in God's time and in God's own way. Let's make sure that we're showing love in a huge way by praying to the Blessed Virgin Mary for our first communicants, for their families, and for all of us, that we may remain devoted and dedicated servants in the love of God. And so how about if we head on over to the Blessed Virgin statue and pray a little Hail Mary? What do you think? Let's go. Here. Good. Okay. That's pretty impressive. Yes. Okay, let's go over here. Okay. And let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good job, guys. You can go back to your seats, okay?
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.